This is WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. Over the past few years, the families of those killed on May 4th, 1970, have been sharing items with the May 4th Visitor Center. This past semester, I teamed up with Kent State University journalism professor Jacqueline Marino to work with a group of our students to interview the people who donated the items. The day before the shooting that took her life, Kent State student Marty Levick took a photo of fellow student Sandy Scheuer, who had recently taken in a stray dog.
I'm originally from Erie, Pennsylvania. Came to Kent in 1966. And as a result of the shootings, I ended up getting work with Time Life and started me off in the photo editing and photo research business. I think that we met on campus or had a class together or something, and I can't remember exactly when that was. She was cute, pretty, always in a good mood and upbeat, always had a smile on her face, a lot of energy, very friendly. I mean, that's what made her so popular. She just seemed to thrive in being around people, and I think she really enjoyed meeting new people and keeping the friends and stuff that she had. I think she was a speech and language major, which was so coincidental and weird at the same time that she was shot in her voice box. That particular day, I had taken a lot of photos of the events leading up to the shooting. And on that day, I was just walking around campus with the camera, and we just came upon each other. And I don't think I knew about the dog before then. I think that they found the dog just that week, but I just decided to take a picture, and I think I only took one, and that was it. I'm pretty sure that she and maybe a few other girls in the sorority found it, and I think she was the one that was, taking care of it. But that's so typical of her to find and take care of a stray dog.
That's Marty Levick, who took a photo of Sandy Scheuer the day before she was killed in the May 4th, 1970 Kent State shootings. This story was produced by Darian Bolin and Allison Nichols and edited by Kent State journalism professor Jacqueline Marino and me. We'll bring you another story tomorrow on WKSU's Morning Edition. And you can find out more about the project at wksu.org/May 4th.